This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
Well, you can't blame this problem on somebody else.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're re-engaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
Well, I
think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Well, I
think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说你们从实力的地位出发同中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of...
States is now a joke by design. And you've got all the little woke mobs that work for the most destructive, loveless corporations in the world. Even when they're on the payroll, they work for their own destruction. There's an excellent headline on band.video. David Icke has a channel on there, and he uploaded it, and it says it all. That the woke mob works for tyranny, and they work against themselves. But you can't explain that to them because they're losers who don't have any basic street smarts and have no idea what they're even facing. There it is. Woke is a tyranny destroying freedom on the way to destroying itself. David Icke dot connector. Excellent report at band.video, and it says it all. They have no idea what they're even doing, how the world even works, and it's mind-blowing. I thought when they rolled out their first bioweapon, it would be more of a simulant and would not be that deadly, just to practice getting us all locked down ahead of much stronger attacks, which they've said, indeed, that's what they're doing. Gates and others admit this was all just a drill. But the vaccine itself is the next bio attack. It is the terror attack. And I'm really surprised at how deadly it is. I thought it would be more of a soft kill, which obviously it is, but it's so strong that it's killing a lot of people right up front. We opened the phones up yesterday, didn't screen your calls, and we had credible caller talking about their mamas and their daddies dying when they took it. And I can open the newspaper up and see all the death everywhere. But if you criticize it, you get banned off social media. Think of the crimes against humanity big tech is carrying out now against we the people trying to silence us so that they can target the gullible out there for death. We are witnessing a true Holocaust. Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products, the entire Imbrix essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. To this live March 19th Friday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be here with you. We're going to have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hour today that I will be hosting. We will open the phones up for people that love vaccines, people that hate vaccines, people to call in with your positive stories, your negative stories, your in-between stories. Of course, no one will call in with a positive story because they don't exist, at least not yet that we found them. But uncensored, we will open the phones up so that all the folks that have lost family members or people that have been paralyzed or people that have had convulsions or people that have gotten other neurological disorders or people that have had blood start pouring out of their eyeballs and ears. Well, we'd love to hear from the survivors out there. So that's in the second, third, and fourth hour today. They don't want you to have a voice. Big Tech is mercilessly shutting everyone down. I was on Andrew Schultz, one of the biggest comics in the world now. He's been around for 10 years, but he's definitely going to end up eclipsing Dave Chappelle. I mean, he gets more views on YouTube than Dave Chappelle does. His comedy special is more popular on Netflix. He's a really funny guy, especially on his feet. I've been a fan for a long time. And I had a chance to go on a show in Miami, and one of the co-hosts had taken the mRNA vaccine. And I said, you know, it's a gene therapy, and that's associated with cancer. Well, sure enough, they took the episode down after it got 2.2 million views. And I talked to Schultz this morning and said, yeah, your guess was correct. It's because of medical misinformation. Well, I have a whole stack of mainstream news, including the Associated Press, saying that they never could approve mRNA vaccines. There were calls by international organizations of scientists to ban it. Because it's gene editing, basically. It's a gene therapy. It can give rise to cancer. It's directly associated with cancer. And that most cancer is a RNA or mRNA or messenger RNA or guide RNA trigger. And I've shown you all the top prestigious scientific firms, you name it, the last few days here on air. But think about that. Banned from a comedy show. Because they say it's medical information, misinformation. And where do they get that? Well, the UN. And why do I raise that today? Chris Sky is a Canadian. He's an activist. He's a long-term listener of this show for almost 20 years, since he was like 13, 14 years old. And they're still on lockdown where he's at in Canada. And when he went to the store, he'd wear a mask, and they came to his house at night and tried to arrest him. But he knew the law. He knew that these are the code enforcer police that don't even really have arrest power. So then they don't arrest him after a 30-minute confrontation, but they sent over 20 police cars to his house and were waiting for him to come out and get in the car. And they tell him, well, you went to the grocery store on March 12th and did not wear a mask. And, of course, there is no law. It's a, quote, regulation that just comes out of the provincial governors. And, of course, they take the directive of the United Nations. So do you know what this is? Whether you live in Australia or Canada or in blue cities in the U.S., whether you live in Germany, whether you live in Scotland, Ireland, England, doesn't matter. The U.N. says what is okay. They say what the policies are. And then our governments follow them. And so literally, you don't need U.N. troops with blue helmets showing up. The police and the military are being put through the woke system. They're being marinated in it everywhere. And then they're being given these jobs to go out and do unconstitutional, authoritarian things. And this is how they disappear you in the future. And it was Australia a few months ago. Now it's Canada and the U.S. today. Where in blue cities, they're coming and arresting people that organize constitutional demonstrations against the illegal, unlawful mask mandates. And now they're rolling out the COVID passports. That's now official. And now they're rolling out the global social credit score. Now they're telling the military, actually, starting in July, these gene therapies will be mandatory. And so that's what this is. This is UN control, taking control of our very civilization and of our society. And I'm going to be interviewing Chris Skye coming up in about T-minus 19 and a half minutes. So we'll also play you some of the shocking excerpts of the video that is online at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But this is so dire when you can't say, hey, mRNA vaccines never got approved. They've been around for over a decade. They tested them in animals. It destroyed the immune systems of many animals, turned off the immune systems or turned them way up where their organs liquefied. And you had the most prestigious scientific groups coming out and saying we should never authorize these. And then Bill Gates and the UN and Fauci and the Chi-Coms, who are already doing all this in China, launched this. And that's what they talk about. Oh, we have super soldiers. They've been injecting their troops for decades with gene-edited CRISPR-style technology. And they go, oh, you're not guinea pigs, you're super soldiers. And they inject them to, quote, have special mRNA messenger systems to make them have more stamina, bigger muscles, all of it. And so when you hear about this going on, that's what's happening here. And this is a revolution of being able to go into your body. And now they're saying 10 shots a year. And they're admitting, oh, it'll actually turn off your regular immune system for every new virus, every new cold virus, every new flu virus, you'll have to go get a shot. So they're turning us into the boy in the bubble. That's actually the articles I have, mainstream headlines. mRNA vaccines and gene therapies triggered cancers and, quote, boy in the bubble scenarios. That's a true story, that the boy that didn't have an immune system, anything and everything would kill him. He had to live in a bubble. You can show you the famous footage of that. That's pull up boy in the bubble footage. That's what this is. So they're making you a commodity that they completely and totally control. And so this is a revolution. This is the final revolution. It's what they call it. And so I'm going to spend some time on that today after Chris Skye comes and joins us. Then I'll hit that at the beginning of the next hour. A huge news. And then we will go to your phone calls throughout the broadcast. There's also the big news, obviously. And that is that Putin called Skeletor's bluff and said, listen, I wish you well, I wish you good health. You're talking about, you know, seeing a cold stone killer look in the mirror, and I'd like to debate you. And Biden said he's too busy dealing with COVID. He means playing Mario Kart and drooling. And he's now been on video again, falling down, stumbling. That video's next segment. We've also got the video of him calling Kamala Harris, President Harris, yet again. So this is all just emblematic of who we are. We all wear our little masks as a symbol that we're dirty and we're evil. This is all a giant Milgram experiment psyop, and our putting up with it only encourages the globalists. But I will tell you this. The globalists will pay. They will go down for this. It's the nature of history, the nature of tyrants, the nature of megalomaniacs. They're going to push and push and push until they themselves destroy them along with a lot of us, obviously. Separately, please do not forget that we are listener-supported. We have great T-shirts. We have great books. We have great films. We have great shortwave radios. We have great non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have great water filtration, great air filtration. Whatever the top of the line is at great prices that you need, we've got it. Over 2,000 great items at InfoWarsStore.com. They took our sponsors away. They took everything away over the years, but they just made us stronger, direct selling to you. I want to thank you for keeping us on air. We have the new Mega Blowout Sale, 50% off plus free shipping on these top-selling select items, Brain Force Plus, Prostaguard, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones Naturals, Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, Dr. Jones Activated Charcoal Mouthwash, Dr. Jones Essential, Kava Chill in regular strength and extra strength. That's amazing. And all Emmerich's Essentials personal care products, the shampoo, the body wash, and over 15 types of essential oils, the great essential oils-based hand sanitizers in three great natural organic scents, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this live Friday, March 19th, global transmission. Okay, I want to plunge back into COVID-19 because that's everything. That's the world government. That's the takeover. That's the medical tyranny. That's the global tracking, the tracing. That's the gene therapy, the gene editing. And we know from scientists that have been involved developing this stuff that they said it should not be approved in humans. It gives rise to cancer. It gives rise to sterilization. It just gives rise to a cornucopia of evil. And they now admit does not protect you from any of the COVID-19 style coronaviruses. And you still got to wear a mask and you still can't congregate. It's just a total fraud. And it's a fraud up front. But people buy into the fraud, throw their logic out and say, I'm a hero. It's Halloween. I'm wearing a mask. I'm wearing two masks. I'm wearing three masks. I'm wearing a visor. And they've got you. But here's a big Zero Hedge article that's linked to Axios and a bunch of mainstream news, even admitting all this. That's what's crazy, is that all the places in the U.S. with the highest level of vaccination rates also have the highest level suddenly of saying that people that have COVID are dying of COVID. And you heard the callers. Oh, yeah, my dad died or my boss died after they got the second Moderna shot, the second Pfizer shot, but then they said that they died of COVID. Bingo. People that get the vaccine that are testing positive for COVID a month later. It's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. But what did even NPR say? What did the top scientists say that I've been harping on for weeks? It goes in and creates deadly strains of real coronaviruses in your cells. Then you spew these off, and then they have their new strains. And so there's going to be real strains of this. There's going to be real killer viruses now. For anybody that doesn't have vitamin D, vitamin C, or zinc, because any virus will kill you without it, much less these new strains that are being created. Now let's move on to children. What did the British government say in its quick study, since it wasn't tested on animals? They did live guinea pig testing on hundreds of thousands of people, and they said you should not give it to old people, above 75, not to pregnant women, and not to under 16. And it grows all these weird tumors. They tell you, don't worry about those tumors. It's only a tumor. You know, none of this makes sense. It's all dystopic. Well, they had to start killing us at one point. Everything else has been just getting ready for this. This is just setting the table. The fluoride in the water, the GMO, the glyphosates, the breast cancer exploding, the tens of millions of autistic. And they got away with that. You don't think Johnson & Johnson didn't know their baby powder gave babies lung cancer? These guys are all in the eugenics movement. It's a mission for them. They're the ones putting all the opiates out, the ones selling us all the different poisons. And so now they're moving after the children. Because if they can hit a baby, they can say, oh, the baby was always dim. The baby was always simple. If they can hit you when you're newborn or 6 months old, it's not as obvious at the third round for boys at 18 months where they have the convulsion at the hospital or at the clinic or in the car and then are autistic for the rest of their lives. That's a little too obvious. They've got a brain damage early in their culling up. And again, those vaccines aren't given in China. They're given in the countries that they want to sabotage and bring down. South Korea, Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, and that's where you have all the numbers. So these are things to weigh down our society, weigh down the parents, and destroy everything. Because again, boys have a blood-brain barrier half the strength of girls. Any doctor will tell you, and they knew this in the time of the Greeks, that females are more hardy than men. Men can fight, lift more weights, have more stamina. and have more mental stamina under pressure. But the body of a woman, because they can carry a baby, can take more poison per pound, lose more blood per pound. It's a fact. Ask any doctor that female fetuses, female babies, are twice as strong as male babies. And again, it escalates where some Africans have the highest level of stamina, and then men have the highest level of stamina. That's why all the world champion runners are black. All, you know, it's a fact. Black males are even higher level of autism because their blood-brain barrier is even thinner. Because a Ferrari, again, is a high-tuned engine, ladies and gentlemen. So that's how this works. And all the statistics are there, ladies and gentlemen. So it hits men worse than anybody. And who's it hurt the worst? Black men. And so if you're a world champion middleweight boxer, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and you've got not much of a blood-brain barrier because you're also a boxer, what happens when you take that shot? Deader than a doornail. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Let's go to the monster Fauci saying babies need the vaccine, and they're doing the illegal trials on babies and children now. This is Joseph Mengele level. Here it is.
For high school students, it looks like they will be available to get vaccinated in the beginning of the fall, very likely for the fall term. With regard to children, we're doing an age de-escalation study in elementary school children from 12 to 9, 9 to 6, 6 to 2, and 6 months to 2 years. We anticipate we'll have enough data to be able to vaccinate these younger children by the first quarter of 2022.
And, of course, they then always fix the data and take the deaths out of the study and always claim it was something else. A true monster who needs to pay for his crimes with life in prison and a supermax with Bill Gates. Here is a real doctor, Rand Paul, grilling the monster again yesterday.
No evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the two-week period after the second vaccination.
Yeah,
you have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild-type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it,
have the
it isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
That's enough. Fauci wrote an article, a scientific paper in 2008, saying masks don't work. And that it gives rise to bacterial pneumonia and kills more people, Spanish flu, 1918. And he then said early last year, don't wear masks, they don't help. Because it's a fact. In fact, people say it's like a chain link fence shooting a baby through it. It's actually, I did the math, I looked at it. It's like having, on average, a 300-foot wide chain link fence, each area of it wide, and you shoot a baby down it. Yeah, it's a joke. It's pure crap. And a lot of studies show it actually makes the globulence of water bigger, and so it actually helps carry viruses. It's a damn filthy diaper on your face. Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones.
So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Grave digger.
We're 33 minutes in to the first hour of this live Friday transmission. I'll open the phones up the second, third, and fourth hour. We'll cover the waterfront. There's so much to get to. But if you're ever going to have a world government, a corporate world government, the best way to do it is build it around medicine, because people tend to submit to medical tyranny. And if you want to have a genetic revolution of the forced takeover of the human cells, Remember back in the day, people were mad at Monsanto having all these seed lines that wouldn't produce seeds that produce new plants. She had to go back to Monsanto each time just to get seeds. Well, by the year 2045, the UN and all the rest of them estimate with pleasure that we'll be completely sterile, unable to have children. But they say, don't worry, we'll create humanoids for you and implant those and grow them in a tank. We're talking about the children of men here. We're talking about a scientific takeover, a corporate takeover of the very body of humanity, telling us humans are obsolete. We're going to merge with machines. But the singularity is coming. Well, long before the hypothetical singularity comes, they have to bring us under their control. So remember Loretta Lynch when she wasn't having tarmac meetings with Bill Clinton about the Justice Department investigations? She said we need the UN to run our police departments and have a woke system. And now all over the world, governments follow the exact directives of the United Nations. And if the UN says take the vaccine, you better do it. And if the UN says no side effects, it's true. And if the UN says no deaths, it's true. And if the UN says mRNA vaccines aren't gene therapy, even though in all the literature they are, well, it isn't. You must only say what they said or keep your mouth shut. And now on top of it, all over the world, we're told the WHO, the gold standard, why they said so. And the Strong City Initiative, they're going to run our police. They're going to run our military. They're going to run our medicine. They're going to run every single bit of it. They have done it. All they got to do is get rid of Trump, Bolsonaro, and a few others. Hell, Trump went along with the vaccines, thinking it's just a regular vaccine. Thinking, oh, we're held hostage by the fear. Let's just take the shot and get out of the fear, like Senator Paul said, but it's not just a regular shot. It goes in and changes the very protein inside your cells so they can't suppress cancer. So you can't suppress other illnesses. That's in the mainline literature. This is a ghastly takeover to destroy your immune system, bare minimum. And the numbers of deaths are just rising and rising and rising. This is a very dangerous criminal group that just seethe and ooze with it. And I'm a busy man in the morning, a busy boy, a busy beaver. And I didn't have 30 minutes to watch, but I watched the whole thing of Chris Skye, backtowork.bz, Instagram, real Chris Skye, of them at his house in the dark, 20-plus police cars, and they're not the traffic police, they're the code enforcers that in Europe and Canada they turned into regular police, now they're doing it here in Texas too, in Austin, but they don't even have the power to arrest him. It was just a summons to court. And he gets in their face, he backs them down, but this is police under UN edicts. They admit in these different provinces, we play the videos, that they take orders from the UN. And hell, their prime minister says he takes orders from Xi Jinping. Played the clip yesterday. Even the National Post said, well, he did praise dictatorship. And they said, well, maybe that's good. So that's what this is. It isn't coming. It's here. Here's a few minutes of Chris Skye just a few hours ago, last night. Or it was early in the morning. We'll find out from him. He says in his boss's car going to work, and this is what, 20 of them waiting outside his house, this is what happened.
What did I do? What's the common nuisance? What did I do? Tell me. I'm not getting out of the car until you tell me. I'm not getting out. Look, cop there, I'm not getting out of the f***ing car. You're on my property. Get off my property. Everybody's watching this right now. It's live, and I'm going to bring people in the live. I'm going to bring witnesses. What disturbance? You said I caused a disturbance. I'm not getting out of the car. Call 911, everybody. Report this to York Region PD. Call the news. Call everybody. I want everybody to see this. I am not getting out of the car. They're trying to illegally arrest me. They're saying I caused a disturbance. I haven't done anything. What disturbance did I cause? What date?
From March 12th when you were at Longo's.
March 12th at Longo's?
Yeah.
How did I cause a disturbance? I claimed a mask exemption, and I did my shopping, and I left. So you cannot arrest me. I'm not getting out of the car. Everyone has that on video. I claimed a mask exemption at Longo's. I did my shopping legally and left. That is not causing a disturbance. That is not causing a disturbance. That is not trespassing. I'm not getting out of the car. I'll sign it under duress. I want everybody to know they're forcing me to sign the legal document under duress, so it's not legally binding, but I'll sign it. Give it to me.
Let me get a pen for you.
No, yeah. See, they're going to try to make me sign an illegal document for an illegal arrest so they can try to put more conditions on me, so they can try to silence me from speaking because they don't want me to say things like, hashtag, just say no, because they know that that's going to ruin their little agenda. And they see how far they go, people. See what they try to do. See how many laws they try to break. You understand how this works? So this is why we need united non-compliance and balls of iron. Understand? I want everybody to see this is the kind of firepower they brought to my house. I want everybody to see it. Half of them have already left. Look at this. Look at this. They even blocked off Keel Street. They blocked off both sides of Keel Street. Look. Look at this, guys. Look at this.
Real quick.
They blocked off the entire...
There are police cars going back. It looks like 300 yards. You can see them way off in the distance. This is totally insane. It goes on and on. He shows at least 20 cars. Joining us is the thought criminal, Chris Sky, who's all over international news, who's been exposing the tyranny, who last year predicted that they would put the pressure on, remove it, put it back on. They now admit that's the plan. It's a plan all over the world. It's just that Canada and Australia and places are ahead of us 6 months. It's all coming here, folks. They're going to clamp the controls down after this summer again. Many areas are still clamped down. The suicides exploding, all of it. It's a plan to train us to be on house arrest and prisoners. Chris, tell us when this happened and any other details we should know.
Okay, so I was actually coming home from the gym. I finished the gym at around midnight, and I was driving my boss's truck, which is very similar to my truck. I drive a white Range Rover, and so does he. I gave my car to an employee that day, so I ended up taking this truck. I was on my way home. I was getting shadowed by the OPP, which is the Ontario Provincial Police, which I thought was strange. They pulled me over basically just to do an identity check on me and ask me where I was going, which I thought was strange, with three cop cars. But then they identified me. They didn't say I was doing anything wrong, no speeding or nothing like that. So they basically said, you're free to go. Oh, sorry. So I left, and one of them started following me. And he followed me right till I got to Keel Street, which is where I live, and then he backed off, so I was like, okay, maybe they just wanted to make sure I was going home. So I got to my house, I was in my driveway, I have a gate that's manual, so I was about to get out of the car and open the gate, and somebody in plain clothes that doesn't identify themselves shined the flashlight, and so I rolled down the window, and they said, I'm under arrest, get out of the car. Right away, I knew it was some kind of corrupt, bogus, off-the-books raid, because if they had me under arrest, that means they had a warrant for my arrest. And if they had a warrant for my arrest, when I just got pulled over 10 minutes ago by the OPP, they would have told me right there when they ran my name and an ID, hey, you got an arrest warrant, we're going to take you. So I knew right away there was something fishy. I knew right away that they were basically just trying to kidnap me and get me to go along with it. So I said, what's the charge? What am I doing? And they tried to make it seem like it was about me going into a Longo's a couple weeks ago, or not even a couple weeks ago, like 7 days ago, where I went in without a mask. They tried to say they weren't going to serve me. I told them I had a medical exemption, which is the law, and they can't refuse the service by law. It's not even a criminal. It has nothing to do with criminal. It's a bylaw in the first place, so cops shouldn't even be involved. Bylaw should be involved. And if bylaw went there, bylaw would tell them, you have to serve this young man because that's the law. So I went in. They ended up giving me a bottle of maple syrup. I went to the till. I paid for it, and I left. So even if I had done something in the store that constituted a criminal charge, I think they said it was common nuisance and public mischief, something like that. In Canada, that's called a summary offense, which means it's only arrestable if it's caught in the act. So if I was there doing it and the cops came at that time, they could arrest me.
So over 20 cop cars came to ambush you to teach you a lesson. We're going to talk about it when we come back. But again, this is the UN directing this, in control of your police. It's absolutely out of control. People have to wake up to this being a global corporate takeover. We all follow China's lead. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption.
You are in go.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're interviewing Chris Sky, a great activist standing up against the global medical tyranny takeover. Now, coming up next hour after he leaves us, I'm going to get to the disintegration of Biden, the Chinese openly scolding his minions on international TV in Alaska yesterday, about Putin making a total fool out of Biden after Biden threatened him and said, we're going to get you and all this. Now Biden falls down twice going up the stairs. I mean, he is on another planet, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, wow. Oh, he tried to do that big fancy man, tough guy climb. And he fell down twice. This is all emblematic, all done on purpose. This is the guy they stole the election for. Simply insane. And he called Kamala Harris, President Harris, again. Hope the left's happy with what you've done. You want the country to go down? Well, it is. And they'll be so stupid, just like in Venezuela, they'll ask for more free stuff and more communism, and things will get worse. They'll ask for more, and they'll get worse, because that's the nature of these people. They have a spiritual disease in their minds. Going back to Chris Sky. Chris, again, for people that don't know who you are, most people do, you're one of the leading activists exposing, predicting all this. That cue up last year where he predicted that they'd bring the lockdowns back when he was right when he got back from Ireland. But again, this is what's coming for everybody in the future. They admit in Canada they've built secret facilities. Now your prime minister makes you for 14 days go pay to be in a government hotel when you fly back to Canada, but the borders are wide open, basically. This is just insane. Where is all this going? And Why did they have to back down from saying you're under arrest, having you admit that you weren't under arrest? What were they thinking?
Well, first of all, the most important part of this video is where it's going and why they were targeting me. So I'm just going to go real quick about what happened. Obviously, it was an illegal police raid. Obviously, I knew they didn't have authority. The way I held them accountable is I went on a live, and I even asked any Canadians that were in the area to come there to support me. And sure enough, when they're on camera, they knew they couldn't touch me. They knew they couldn't arrest me. They knew I wasn't going to give in. And when dozens of actual Canadian patriots showed up, they literally chased the police away. I never seen anything like it. It was very touching. It made me inspired to be a Canadian. But the real thing we need to take away from this is not the police corruption, not that this came from, I'll call them out right now, this was straight from John Tory, Mayor John Tory, and Premier Doug Ford, and that's who everyone needs to blame if they want to blame somebody, because that's where this order came from. But the reason is why I'm being targeted. And the reason I'm being targeted is because, like you said, we're exposing this medical tyranny that they're trying to impose on us. And it's easy to expose when you know the end game. And the end game is the vaccine passport. They're openly talking about it now. And that's why, like you mentioned, they have these ridiculous travel restrictions where they want Canadians to pay for their own forcible confinement in a government quarantine facility full of potentially sick people and then go to their house when you could just go to your house. And the government tries to pretend this is for your safety. Obviously, it's not about for your safety. It's about controlling
and
you.
And by the way, I have three different provincial governors and leaders admitting they've got secret camps and they're grabbing people that have parties and stuff to punish them, taking them to those facilities. But then they have national news saying it doesn't exist. So we have the regional governors, we have the city councils admitting it, but then separately they say it doesn't exist.
No, obviously they exist, and obviously they're putting people in them. Some of them are known, some of them aren't known. They're even changing the locations of the one that's were known because they were getting too much publicity. But once again, the end game is this vaccine passport, and they pretend it's about travel. It has really nothing to do with travel. They want to make it part of every facet of your life. If they can get compliance of about 75% of the population to go along with it, then vaccine passport will become mandatory for travel. Then it will become mandatory for work, for going to the gym, for going to a concert, a hockey game, basketball game, etc. And that's what they want. They want to be able to impose a medical tyranny on you where you have no choice but to take this mRNA experimental concoction, we can't even call it a vaccine because it doesn't meet the definition of vaccine, that's untested, not FDA approved.
You're right, it's a gene therapy, mutagenic, Franken weapon.
Whatever you want to call it, the point is they want to be able to inject you with it multiple times a year, every year for the rest of your life as a pretense to live your life.
Good job.
To combat this, I created an awareness campaign called #JustSayNo. And we're getting everybody on Instagram to make a wall post where they actually make a post or a video where they put the #JustSayNo in the post and then also in the caption, #JustSayNo. And then if they want me to share it and follow them back, I tell them to make it a story and tag @RealChrisSky. And we're doing that on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. And we're seeing people from all over the world make a Just Say No video. And we want so many people to make it that Just Say No.
I'm glad. I should have said this up front. It's why I wanted to get you on. You talked about this during the 30 minutes while the police or the goons are at your house, all 20-plus police cars, is we've got to fight back. Everybody should have their own testimony on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So what if they're going to ban you? Everybody needs to do it. People need to get these videos out. If they haven't banned you yet, why is that?
They can't ban you. How can they ban you for telling people that they have a choice to say no? They admit that they can't mandate this vaccine. So they're going to try to coerce you every which way possible. They're going to try to make your life as miserable as possible. So you're like, oh, I might as well just get it so we can go back to normal. No, you have rights. You have freedoms. You don't need
to. Tell folks. Absolutely. The people working at big tech are going to be hit by all this as well. We've got to wake up at some point about this big pharma takeover. Tell people the hashtag again.
It's #JustSayNo. And we want so many people to do it that #JustSayNo becomes synonymous with Just Say No to the COVID vaccine. And once this becomes really well known, we're going to do real ads all over major American cities because we want people to ask those kinds of questions like, why are doctors saying to their patients that this vaccine is safe? When there is absolutely no long-term safety or efficacy data, it's not FDA approved, it never completed human trials, never even tried to go through animal trials, and it's a concoction that's never before been used on mankind on a grand scale, ever. And we have a company like Moderna that's never even made a product, ever, for human consumption, made or distributed, and the first product ever that they make for mass inoculation is an experimental concoction that they're calling a vaccine, and we've seen already thousands and thousands of reports of hospitalizations, adverse reactions, and even deaths in all age groups of the population. especially in the higher age groups. We already have, what, 16 countries banned the AstraZeneca vaccine, which isn't even an mRNA vaccine.
I think it's more than 25 plus. Yeah,
it's up 25 now? Well, yeah. So, yeah, get a vaccine for a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate for up to people age up to 50, and then still around a 99% survival rate for people up to 65, and then it starts to slowly drop off into that. But get a vaccine that's going to give you a blood clot, or get a vaccine that's going to give you Bell's palsy, or get a vaccine that you don't know what's going to do to you in 3 years because they don't have testing data to tell you that. Meanwhile, they want you to take this multiple times a year because your vaccine passport will expire virtually every 6 months, and we know you have to take 2 shots every 6 months. So you're looking at 4 shots a year so you can go to work, so you can travel, so you can go see your friends.
And they always knew this. Gates a year ago said 5 shots. Now they're talking about, brother, you may have missed it, 10 shots a year.
I wouldn't be surprised. They already got babies getting 60 shots before they're 18 years old. When I was growing up, it was like something like 13. So what do you think is going to happen? Oh, that's straight off of the Twitter. So that's the Twitter version of it. People are just writing hashtag just say no on the actual post and in the caption. It's very important to put it in the caption because then when people actually search that, all the just say no's that ever been will go up. And there's on Instagram, there's about 280,000 posts with just say no.
And I'm telling the listeners, this show is copyright free. Take this interview, cut it down however you want. Take the key things that Chris has said here and get this out as well. That's how we're changing the world. That's how you can really turn the tide against the globalists.
Because everybody asks me every day, what can I do, but what can I do, but what can I do? So I said, this is something you can do. You can tell everybody that they're not alone in asking questions. They're not alone in questioning why we should take this vaccine. They're not alone in not wanting to take it. And when more and more people ask questions and more people raise this awareness, the idea of the vaccine passport becomes unpalpable for the general population. And that's what we need, because that's their end game. And these people that keep thinking you have to comply to get through this, no, it doesn't work like that. Because if the vaccine passport is step 10, they got to go through step 1 through 9 before they can get to the vaccine passport. And every time you comply with the next step, they move to step 1, to step 2, to step 3. As soon as you don't comply with, say, step 4, they can't move forward to the vaccine passport agenda. And we get our lives...
Chris, stay there. I want to do a couple more segments with you. And I know you got to go, and I got a bunch of news and calls to take. But you have been a visionary in the last year exposing all this, and everything you talked about came true because you're reading their own documents. Explain to people when we come back, take some time to explain how they need you to submit through these processes, how we know it's staged, how they admit it is a process of bringing us into tyranny. Like the UK said, oh no, we're not going to have passports. Now they go, well, we are introducing them, but you don't have to have them, but next year they'll be mandatory. Or they say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to make you wear bracelets. They're freedom bracelets. Now they pass a law in Israel to make people wear them. We're going to come right back to you in just a minute. Please remember, listeners, stay right there. We've got to get a break. Go ahead.
Passport. They call it the green passport. Israel already implemented their version of the vaccine passport. They call it the green passport. And there's already an argument in the Supreme Court to try to make sure that people can still travel. Because they're advertising in their mainstream media, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to be relegated.
Well, that's it. They all do it color of law so the sheep will follow it. Then the globalists leave themselves and out because they're not taking this. We've caught them all on tape, not taking the shot. Netanyahu, all of them. We'll be right back on the other side with Chris Sky. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. The whole fight is you spreading the word. And the whole fight is you taking action.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.